It's time to find out what's been going on in the world of science this week with our Naked Scientist correspondent, Diana O'Carroll. Now, firstly, Diana, scientists have found yet another use for proteins.
That's right. Protein shakes, protein receptors, protein markers, protein signals, and protein enzymes. It seems there's nothing you can't do with a protein. Well, scientists have been synthesising chemical proteins for a little while now, and the latest off the production line is an anti-HIV protein mimic. This week, scientists from the University of Wisconsin-Madison reported in the journal PNAS that they've engineered a molecule that is close enough to the appearance of a natural protein that it can fool and stop biological processes such as cell communication.
Now, why would you want to do that?
Well, viruses communicate using proteins, anything from HIV to Ebola, influenza and herpes. Virus cells need to chat to their host cells in order to infect them. So if you can build a sort of nightclub bouncer for these proteins, then you can potentially stop the virus from spreading. And it seems that you need protein to fight protein to do this.
So how does this actually work?
Well, Samuel Gelman and his team built some of these molecules so that they resembled proteins by giving them peptide bonds. So they tested the protein bouncer by adding it to human cells in the laboratory and exposing those cells to HIV. These protein mimics actually seem to block the proteins produced by the HIV, thereby preventing infection of the human cells. The thing that's extra special about these protein mimics is that the scientists can manipulate their shape.
Why is it useful to manipulate the shape?
Well, ordinary proteins will eventually be broken down by an enzyme that happens to be floating past. But the proteins these researchers have manufactured are an unusual shape that most enzymes simply won't recognise or know what to do with. Another advantage of these protein mimics is that they are much bigger than drug molecules, and this makes them much more effective in blocking other protein interactions.
So you've mentioned it as a use for HIV. Is it a potential cure?
Well, the researchers don't know if this can be safely used in people yet, so there's no guarantee this will be prescribed anytime soon. But what it does mean is they've opened quite an exciting new avenue for research, where scientists can actually control the shape of the proteins that they synthesise.